Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Everybody,
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
What is planned?
Hello?
I don't even need keys anymore. I put tablets inside the wall.
I can't hear you. Hello?
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Caller, can you hear me now?
Yes. Can you hear
me? Okay, God bless you. Yes, I can. I apologize for that. Amen. You are on the air. God bless. Do you have a prayer request?
Yes, I do. I think that maybe... I'm just wondering, what is he putting on his heart for you today, for me?
Okay.
I came to you by an unusual way, so I know that there must be something, a reason for it. So I'm just going to be quiet and let you do your thing.
Okay. I appreciate you being on. Amen. And we will just pray as the Lord directs us this morning. Amen. God bless. We'll keep you on live. Praise the Lord. Father God, we just thank you for this day. And we thank you, God, for this hour. We appreciate you, Father, for all that you are doing. Father God, I pray right now that as we put on the armor today that you provided for us, we trust you, O God, for protection against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. God, we confidently stand firm with the belt of truth that's buckled around our waist. We ask you to help us to recognize the enemy's deceiving ways. And, Lord, we believe and we live and speak only your truth. Lord God, we thank you for the breastplate of righteousness that you offer us. Lord God, that righteousness which is ours through faith in Jesus' death on the cross. We call upon the righteousness of our Lord to be our protection. And we know that Satan must retreat from before the righteousness of God. We thank you, God, for the sandals of peace. Not only do we need your peace to touch our emotions today, but every part of our lives. Father God, we remember that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us power, sound, love, and a sound mind. We thank you for the soundness of mind that you've given to us, oh God. And we thank you, God, that the peace of God, it passes all of our understanding, God, and it will keep us, oh Father God. Oh Lord God, so we thank you now as we lift up the shield of faith against all the flaming arrows of the evil one. We know, God, that you took the arrows of Satan, which we deserved. However, God, should your will allow any of these arrows to touch us, we will look upon them as refining fires permitted for our growth. God, we recognize that our mind is a particular target of the enemy's deceiving ways, and so we ask, God, that you cover us with the helmet of salvation. Lord God, let it cover our mind, and we think your thoughts, feel your love and compassion. Lord God, let us discern your will in leading in all things. Lord God, may the salvation of the Lord meet and defeat all satanic thoughts that come to our mind. So God, with joy, we take hold of the sword of the Spirit today. The Word of God is infallible, is trustworthy. Father, we thank you for that today. We choose to believe it and to live in its truth and power. God, hide it in our hearts today and grant us proficient recall and skill, God, to use it, Father God, to defeat the enemy, oh my God, and push him back and win great victories for you. Lord God, we thank you for this prayer. Now we desire at all times and intensity that the Holy Spirit would give us, oh my God, Father God, how to pray, how to intercede, how to supplicate, how to plead on behalf of your people. So Father God, we lift up this dear precious heart that's on the line today. And Father God, I pray, Lord God, that you would meet every need, that you would touch her right now. Father God, that you go down in the belly. Father God, that you renew and that you reconcile. Father God, that you put things, oh God, in order according to your will and according to your word. We thank you, Father God, that you're watching over your word. Oh my God, according, oh my God, Father God, and I pray right now, hallelujah, that Lord God, as your word declares, that no weapon that's formed against her will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against her, you will condemn it in the judgment. So Father God, I ask you right now that you, oh God, go before her, Father God, be that battering ram today in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Bashe, in the name of Jesus, fight for her. Oh my God. Father God, give her, oh God, to stand. And when she's done all, let her stand, Father God. Oh, my God, and even give her to withstand. Father God, we thank you right now. Father God, I pray, Lord God, that you even touch her inner body. Oh, my God, I come against any stress, Father God. Oh, no, shendo, secando, go, say, ma, rende, sekenene, seta, e, tarolobo, sandobo, haya. Come against any anxiety, any fear, any worry, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that you're watching over your word concerning her today. Now, I want you to touch and move in the name of Jesus, and I blow, oh, my God, in the spirit realm, peace her way. Oh, yes, God, I thank you for stability. I thank you for joy, because the joy of the Lord is her strength. I thank you right now, oh, my God, for faith, Lord God, because you've given it to us. Just a little greater mustard seed is all the faith that we need. Help her, oh God, to stand firm with the faith of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Father God, as we call upon you today, we know, Father God, that you're a God that's more than enough. Oh, yes, we thank you right now, Father God. Oh, God, for the goodly things, for the blessing of the Lord that make us rich and adds no sorrow. We thank you right now that, Father God, she's about to enter into the year of 2014, a year of blessing, a year of favor, a year breakout, a year breakthrough. Oh, yes, God, you touch her right now. Oh, Father God, you have your way. Continue to have your way. Oh, let the Holy Ghost flood her soul today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, as you did it on the day of Pentecost, do it right now, Father God. Give a refreshing. Re-pour out your spirit, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost begin to burn, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you today. We give you praise and we give you the honor. Oh, yes, Lord. We magnify your name. We trust you, Lord, to do the work today that only you can do. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you right now, God, that you've given us the honor to bind demonic rulers and spiritual weakness in high places with chains and fetters of iron. We thank you, oh, God. Oh, God, for the privilege to execute the judgments written upon the powers of darkness by the authority that we have in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for access which we have to your throne through the blood of Jesus Christ. And by that blood, oh God, our testimony, we overcome the enemy. Oh God, we've been affronted by demonic strongholds, which we have come, oh God, up before our faces in the land which you have given to us. Now, God, execute your vengeance upon and punishments upon them, all unclean spirits that harass your people in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, we bind the spirit of jealousy today. We bind the spirit of divination. We bind the, oh my God, the familiar spirits today. Oh yes, we bind the spirit of bondage. We bind the spirit of fear. We bind the spirit of infirmity. We bind the dumb and deaf spirit today. Oh God, we abort the plan of the enemy. Oh, concerning seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, in the mighty name of of Jesus. We take authority over the Antichrist spirit. We take authority over, oh my God, the spirit of heaviness today and the spirit of pride. And we bind the spirit of death in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, because you've given us power and authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. When we walk in the authority that you've given us, oh God, setting our faces as a flint to do your will. So, Father God, everyone listening to this prayer, I'm asking you, oh God, help us to get violent today, because the Bible says that the kingdom of God suffers violent. But, oh God, we as violent people of God, we take it by force. So we take back the land today. We take back our children today. Oh, yes, we take back our finances today. All that the canker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar has eaten up, we, oh, God, take it back in the spirit realm. I pray, God, that a refreshing would come in the mighty name of Jesus. Where there's a lack of jobs, I pray, God, that you would open up the doors that need to be opened. Close the doors that need to be closed. Oh, God, where you're wanting to make divine connections. Oh, God, let us see it in the spirit realm. And, oh, Father God, don't let us connect to anything or anybody that would cause us harm, that would keep us from our destiny. Help us to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father God, that as warriors, we go forth in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, to do the work that you call us to do today. So, God, we ask right now, let the high praises of God dwell in our mouths and within our hearts today with exceeding joy. Oh, God, give us the ability to open our mouths with praise. Oh, God, that it will flow from our heart, because your word declares that you inhabit the praises of your people. We thank you right now. We praise you right now. We thank you for victory today, because victory is ours. Oh, my, I ask you, God, to set siege against stubborn spirits of hell that afflict us in our emotions and in our bodies and within our minds, oh God. Lord, set a siege against the gates of darkness and batter rams to the walls of forces of satanic power. Oh God, I thank you, Lord, that you're setting up battlements and fortify us, God, in your word, the word of righteousness, the word of truth, the word of holiness. Oh God, we thank you now. Oh God, we thank you that you're setting batteries against our enemies. Oh God, even against the enemies of God and man. We thank you right now, oh God, that sin is against God. So God, help us to come out of sin. Help us, oh God, to crucify flesh. Let us recognize when we're laying in the lap of the enemy. We thank you right now. Root out the spirit of rejection now. Root out, oh God, perceived rejection, self-rejection, inflicted rejection. We come against it now. Oh God, we come against pride. We come against that haughty spirit, the stubborn spirit, the disobedient spirit. Root it out, God. Give us a heart of obedience. Oh my God. Oh God, we thank you that you're arming up your soldiers today. Oh God, let us be good soldiers, warriors in the body of Christ. God, raise up intercessors, those that will pray. Oh, my Shando. Oh, God, pray without ceasing. Pray in the morning. Pray in the noonday. Pray in the midnight hour. Oh, Torobo Shekanamo Sata. Retelebo Shando. We thank you right now. We ask, God, that you loose the angels on our behalf. Angelic spirits who are ministers made of flaming fire, sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation and everlasting life through Jesus Christ. Oh, God, loose warring angels today that excel in strength. God, by your command, release them this moment to stand watch and guard over your church, over your ministries, oh, Father God, repelling all demonic intrusion and intruding spirits. Oh, God, give us to know, oh, my God, when the wiles of witchcraft are flowing. Father God, we bind all witchcraft. We bind warlock spirits. We bind character assassinating spirits. We bind mind-blinding spirits. We bind blocking spirits and hindering spirits in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind character assassination now. Oh, yes, Lord. Every evil word that's gone forth as a curse to curse your people. Oh, my God. We ask you today, pull it down now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you now. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you that as we stand on your word, as we wield the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, it will cut down the roots. It will cut down the strongholds in our lives and in the lives of men and women. Oh, my God, I ask you to touch every apostle today, every prophet and every evangelist, every pastor and teacher. Touch your laborers in the gospel. Touch those that are going to and fro throughout the land preaching an uncompromised gospel. Father God, I pray that we will pray and that we will preach the gospel with boldness. Oh, yes, Lord. Arm up your people today. Arm up your psalmists today. Arm up your warriors today. Arm up your intercessors today in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I ask you to bind up and isolate and cut off every satanic principality, every power, God, from the ability to supply and cooperate with, give aid to, or support or strengthen any demonic spirit or human agents of evil in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bind up all scorners who plot wickedness continuously against God and your people and all high-ranking spirits assigned to thought his eternal plans. Oh, Father God, we thank you now that you're putting them into confusion. Oh, God, go down into the satanic kingdom and abort every plan, every wile, and every scheme, every trick in the mighty name of Jesus. Abort his plan. Sabotage the kingdom of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen your warriors today. Strengthen your people today in the name of the Lord. Release cruel torment and unmitigated punishment, God, against the enemies of Elzebub, the Lord of hosts. Let all their great houses fall and grind their strongholds to dust. Leave no stone, rock, or pebble, O Father of lights, in the name of Jesus. Take vengeance against our enemies today. Take vengeance, O God, and spare not the wrath upon the forces of hell that would pervert your name in the name of Jesus. I ask you, God, to be merciful for your name sake to all that call upon the name of the Lord in sincerity and truth. Be merciful, God, and extend loving kindness to your people. Oh, Jehovah Shalom, you've ordained peace for your children. You've ordained abundant peace, oh God. Rest and joy for all of your people today who wage war in places of great battle and for all who come forth to do your will, empowered by your great name, oh Lord. We thank you for prayer. We thank you, God. Oh, yes, Lord, because we know that you watch over your word. You're faithful, God. You're a loving God. You're a kind God. You're a good God. You're a saving God. You're a delivering God. You're a healing God. We thank you today for your word. We thank you, Lord, that we're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles. Someone needs a miracle day today, God, and I'm asking you, Lord, to give miracles, pour out miracles as you did it, God, in the days of old. This is a new day. It's a new hour, but we yet need to see a miracle working power. We need you to move, God. Move in the schoolhouses. Oh, yes, Lord. Get down, God. Oh, God, into every school in the name of Jesus. Go to the White House. Touch our president. Touch the cabinet today. Oh, yes, Lord. Touch every governing official. Go to the local regions. Go to the state regions. Go to the national regions and international, God, in the name of Jesus. Move throughout America, Father. Send revival from New York City. Send it on down, God, into the Midwest, Lord. Go down into the South, God, and don't forget about the West. Cover this nation with the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost begin to burn, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And, Lord, let repentance, let it fall. Let it fall in the church house. Let it fall in the street. Let it fall in the hospitals. Go down to the jails, God. Let it fall. Oh, yes, Lord. We need need to repent now. We need to get back to the place of prayer. Stir up prayer, Lord. Stir it up in your maid servants, in your men servants. Oh, God, your handmaids, because you said in the last days you will pour out your spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Oh, yes, Lord. Your old men will see visions. The young men will dream dreams. And on your handmaids, you'll pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit today in the name of Jesus. We thank you now. We praise you now. We love you now. You're a good God. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your power. Oh, yes, Lord. We give you praise today. We give you honor today. Touch everyone on the line today. Meet every need, God. Seen and unseen. Known and unknown. I hear you, God. You're about to put fire. Holo shando seke rakabo sanda. Hey, no sanda in the bellies, God. Put fire in the bellies, God. Refurbish prayer, God. Restore it up, oh God. I see the kindles. Oh my shanda bohaya. Holy Ghost, blow on them today. In the name of Jesus. We thank you now, God. We praise your name. We love you today. Let praise go up. Oh yes, Lord. We will praise your name. We'll honor your name. We'll glorify your name. For your name is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and it's safe. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Let this anointing go forth in the name of Jesus all day long. I'm asking you, God, to visit your people. Visit them, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you now. We praise you now. We magnify you now. Oh, yes, Lord. There's none like you. There's none like you, God. There's none like you, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Move now. God will never cease to give you praise, give you honor, and give you glory. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray today. We believe you today. In the name of the Lord, amen and amen. Beloved, we thank God for you today. Oh, yes, I feel the anointing of the Lord. I want you to be encouraged today and know that no weapon that's formed against you will prosper. Every tongue I hear God saying that rises up against you, he says he will condemn it in the judgment. Some of you may be in a fight today, but know that the fight is not yours. The fight is the Lord. The battle belongs to God. All you have to do is be like Joshua. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hobo sheke mando rekarabo se handaba sheke rokobo shekanda etararabo sando. Oh, yes. Be blessed today, beloved. My time has slipped away so fast today. But I thank God for prayer. Glory be to God. Just know today that God is with you. He loves you and he cares. And there's nothing that God will not do. Praise the Lord. When we trust him, when we believe his word, and we take him at his word. Know that God loves you today, beloved. Know that he cares. On behalf of Set Free Outreach Ministries, Set Free Live, I'm Apostle Deborah. Until we meet again, I pray that the power of God will be with you. Rest, rule, and abide in the mighty name of Jesus. Be encouraged, beloved, and stay encouraged. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares, and he has your best interests at heart, and he will work all things out for you. Because he loves you and he cares. Oh, my God. If you want more information about our ministry, listen to the announcements following the words that I'm sharing with you. We love you. God bless you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports or comments to Apostle Deborah at SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because He loves you and He cares.